everyone understands the challenges, difficulties, and hardships that one can possibly experience when one is confronted with war. We may not, Baruch Hashem, have experienced war firsthand personally, but as a nation, we certainly can comprehend the national and unified challenges that Am Yisrael experience when there is a threat to their existence imminently. And so I'd like to share with you during this particularly challenging time of Operation Protective Edge, Mifza Tzuk Eitan, I'd like to share with you a number of lectures or thoughts that I shared with soldiers, with chayalim and chayalot during this particularly difficult time. I recorded one live in Hebrew, and these are the thoughts that I shared with them in English. And hopefully they will bring not only divrei chizuk and strength to the chayalim when I imparted this message to them on the border of Gaza, but hopefully these will be words that can also inspire us as a nation, because regardless of where we are, obviously we always want to subscribe to and enhance the concept of Jewish unity, Achdut Yisrael, and all of us feel the pain, the responsibility that we have to Achenu B'nai Yisrael, regardless of where we are. In last week's Parsha, Parshat Matot, there is a very clear description by the Torah when Am Yisrael are about to embark, and indeed do embark, upon the Milchama Neged HaMidyanim, against the Midianites. The Torah describes in infinite detail the precise the precise goods and the treasures that Am Yisrael took as a result of that war effort that they had with Midian. The Torah indeed accounts very specifically all of the goods that they took. Vet malchei Midian hargu al chalaleihem. The Torah says, Perek lamed aleph pasuk chet. Et evi vet rekem vet zur vet chur vet reva. Chameshet malchei Midian. Vayishbu bnei Yisrael et neshei Midian. Vet apam. Vet beimtam vet kol mikneim vet kol chelam bazazu. ואת כל עריהם במושבותם, ואת כל תירותם שרפו באש, ויקחו את כל השלל. The Torah tells us, indeed, Bnei Yisrael, after they were victorious, took all of the booty, all of the splendors of war, ואת כל המלכוח באדם ובא בהמה. Every single possible treasure that belonged to the Midianites, as well as their animals. And one of the questions is, why was it so important for the Torah to emphasize the shalal, the spoils of war that Am Yisrael took after they were victorious over the Midianim? And it's possible to suggest that the Torah wants Am Yisrael and really all of us civilians to understand that when you are willing to go out to war and Rachmana Litzlan to sacrifice your life and to make sacrifice of your time, then there is just reward that a person deservingly receives. A person goes out to war, and as a result of that effort, there is a booty that he can rightfully and justifiably take as a result of the fact that he has been victorious, be it as they exhibit themselves through riches, zahav, kesef, behemot, and so on and so forth. The problem is that if this is the case, and if indeed the Torah wants to transmit to us the practical consequences of a victory of war, why is it when Am Yisrael are coming in to be kovesh, to conquer the land of Eretz Canaan, as we know Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua is very clearly instructed not to loot anything, not even the smallest item that they would take from the Canaanim, they are not allowed to take. And it's very clearly and explicitly stated in Yoshua Perek Vav Pasuk Yutet, V'chol kesef uzahav uklei nechoshet ubarzel kodesh hu la Hashem, Otzar Adonai Yavo. this is treasury for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. You are not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to use it. You're certainly not allowed to take it. It is specifically stored away, Kodesh LaHashem, as we call it, Hektesh, and therefore anyone who would use it will have been over a very serious transgression of Me'ilah and a transgression of Hashem's direct directive that one is not allowed to use this booty from Canaan when conquering Eretz Yisrael. And all of us are familiar with the fact that in the following perek, the Torah confirms, Vayima'alu b'nei Yisrael ma'al b'cherem, Vayikach Achan ben Karmi, and so on and so forth. Achan indeed transgresses this directive, commits an act of Me'ilah, and does take part of the booty for himself, and there are obviously serious consequences. The question is, when Am Yisrael come into Eretz Canaan, why is it not the same with regards to the ramifications of the booty of war as it was when they fought the Midianim? By the Midianim, they're encouraged to take, and it's specifically delineated, whereas when it comes to the Canaanim, to conquering Eretz Yisrael, they are told clearly that they are not allowed to do so, and it is a very serious transgression if they do. And I believe the reason why is because the Torah wants to transmit to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol wants to transmit to us a very, very sacred and important point. And that is, the reward of conquering Eretz Yisrael, of conquering Eretz Canaan, is reward in of itself. There is no need to derive any physical pleasure or any physical act to demonstrate the greatness and the merit of being able to conquer and enjoy securing Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, which is Shelanu, which belongs to us, Arzenu HaKadosha. And for that reason, the Torah says, yes, when it comes to conquering specifically Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, no one's allowed to take anything, because we are meant to appreciate the greatness, the gadlut, the zchut, the merit, in the fact that we conquer the land and that it is ours. That is the greatest zchut in itself. In a sense, it really is a concept that the Torah, or the Gemara rather, talks about, and that is Sechar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Leika. There is no specific reward of mitzvot in this world, because the reward of the mitzvah, when it comes to physical reward, there's no reward, because the reward of a mitzvah is the fact that we have the zchut of performing and committing ourselves to that mitzvah in of itself. So too, with regards to conquering Eretz Yisrael, we don't take anything physical, because etzem, the very essence, the zchut, the merit that we have in living, conquering, and inhabiting Eretz Yisrael, that in itself is the greatest zchut possible. As it says in this week's parsha, Parshat Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel, Vehorashtem et haaretz v'yishavtem ba, be morish, inherit the land, and settle the land as a result of the inheritance that belongs to you. So Eretz Yisrael is called intrinsically a Yerusha, an inheritance. It is in itself a gift, and there is no need to receive any external usages or any external extras to demonstrate to us that indeed it is so. No, Eretz Yisrael is the greatest gift that we could possibly receive in itself. And for that reason, we are given that directive. Ve'orashtem et ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba. This week's parsha, Parshat Maaseh, describes the travels of Bnei Yisrael mimakom l'makom, from one place to another, during their journeys in the desert. And Rashi, in the first pasuk of the parsha, Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisrael Asher Yatzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim L'Tzivotam, these are the journeys of Am Yisrael when they came out of and journeyed through, ventured out of Mitzrayim through the desert. Rashi says, Lama Nechtevu HaMaaseot HaElu, why was it necessary for the Torah to delineate once again all of the travels of Am Yisrael through the desert? Says Rashi, Leodia Chasadav Shel Makom, to demonstrate the glory and the charity, the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'af Al Pi shegazar aleihem letaltalam ulahaniyam bamidbar, even though Hashem made a gzera, as we all know, v'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karov hu, Hashem would not allow us to go to Eretz Yisrael through the plishtim, the shorter way, the preferable way, but rather a longer route of 40 years in the midbar. Nonetheless, Hashem did a chesed for us and says, lo tomar shayu na'im umetaltalim imasa lemasa kol arbim shana v'lo hayta lehem menucha. Do not think for a moment that even though Am Yisrael had to travel from one place to another, that they didn't have time to camp, to rest, and to enjoy the splendor and glory of Hashem's Shekhinah that surrounded them. No, they had that time as well. And that's why the Torah reviews once again every single stop that Am Yisrael made in the desert en route to Eretz Yisrael. Indeed, the Masa'ot, the journeys that we experience, as I told the Chayalim, are not just places in the Midbar, but they represent perhaps the history of Am Yisrael. We are journeymen. Ger v'toshav anochi, says Avram Avinu. We are nomadic. We move from one place to another, and it is difficult and challenging for us to find stability. Even though and even if we have Eretz Yisrael, we are still challenged by those outside who would like to destroy us and would like to throw us aside and make us travel once again. So even when we are stable in Eretz Yisrael, we are toshavim, we are still gerim, we still experience this nomadic existence. It's challenging for us to be here. And we go mimasa limasa. Every single journey represents another challenge that we have to face and confront throughout our arduous history. But nonetheless, there is a chesed shel makom. There's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who demonstrates to us that with all the challenges, we will come to a resting place. That resting place is the ultimate zchut, merit, for us to be able to say that we live, that we protect, and that indeed we benefit from living in Arzenu HaKadosha, Eretz Yisrael. Chayaleinu HaKadosha shel Tzva HaGana LiYisrael, our holy and pure soldiers who fight for the Tzava, for the IDF, for Israel's defense forces in Eretz Yisrael, are the ones who facilitate our nisiot, our masa, our journey, ultimately to arrive at that shalva, the peace and tranquility that we so much long for. And indeed, they themselves should be reminded and should remember of the tremendous zchut, the merit that they have specifically, and the fact that they protect, that they fight, that they are willing to make that sacrifice, not for any reward that has to do with Midian, not for any splendor, not to plunder, and not for any wealth or to amass any materialistic benefits, but for the soul and lone zchut to be able to say that Am Yisrael chai be'eretz Yisrael in Arzenu HaKadosha. That is a wondrous responsibility that falls on their shoulders, but a tremendous zchut and merit at the same time. Yihi ratzon, may it be the will of Hashem at this time when we are confronted with the challenge to our existence, with a challenge to the security of our land, which will never be compromised, that we should all be reminded of the great opportunity and the great service that our Chayalim HaKadoshim are providing for us. But mostly, we should be reminded of the great merit that they are providing for themselves in the ability to protect Am Yisrael and the ability to secure the borders of Eretz Yisrael, which is the greatest gift that we could possibly ask for. Yihi shalom b'chelech v'shalva b'amanotayich l'man achai v'rayai adabrana shalom bach l'man beit Hashem Elokeinu avaksha tov lach. May we all know only shalom al Yisrael, and may peace be restored in Eretz Yisrael. May all our chayalim be matzliach in their ways, and may we continue to appreciate and merit from their great service. B'mehera b'yameinu, we should see v'shiach tzidkenu. Amen. During this time of the 9 days, when we reflect upon the Churban Beit HaMikdash, and the hardships of the diaspora in Chutz La'aretz, may that glory of Mashiach Tzidkenu be restored in Eretz Yisrael through our facilitation, and may we only know smachot and besarot tovot for all of us in the future. Shabbat Shalom.